have a few more times in singing.
今天晚上我们的思想侍奉的重建。
Tonight we're going to talk about service reconstruction.
我们不但信仰需要重建。
Not only do we need to rebuild our faith,
我们不但需要我们的德性重建。
Not only do we need to rebuild our morality,
我们更需要在侍奉上重建。
But we even more need to rebuild our service.
如果我现在给你们一个很简单的问题，
If I ask you a simple question,
侍奉的定义是什么？
What is the definition of service?
什么叫做侍奉？
What is service?
那么你们用一段的时间彼此讨论一下。
Now discuss it among yourselves for a little while.
谁愿意站起来把你讨论的结果告诉我们？
And then share with us your conclusion.
什么叫做侍奉？
What is service?
侍奉的定义是什么？
What is the definition of service?
现在讨论一下好不好？
Let's
跟你旁边的人讨论一下。什么叫做侍奉？
Talk to the person next to you. What is service?
我们许多人都在侍奉上帝。
Many of us serve God.
我们都参与侍奉。
We all take part in serving God.
但是什么叫做侍奉？
But what is service?
凡是不讨论的，你就可以站到前面来了。
If you're not discussing, then we presume you have finished, and you can share your results with us. 他准备好。
你等一下，你坐一下。好，现在我们结束讨论。什么叫做侍奉？有参加侍奉的请举手。
Those of you who are serving God now,
有参加侍奉的请举手。啊，谢谢。如果我们要为信仰下定义，
If we are to define faith,
那比较容易了。
That's easier to do.
为德性下定义，
To define morality,
就更容易了。
That's simple.
为侍奉下定义， But 那就比较困难。
But it is difficult to define service.
侍奉是什么？
What is service?
你站起来大声讲一下好不好？
Please stand and share with us.
侍奉是什么？摆上。什么叫摆上？
Service is to present yourself to the Lord. But what does that mean to present?
基督徒常常用的名词摆上。
Christians often use the term, I commit myself to the Lord.
不是摆上。你把它翻译成 commit.
There's no English equivalent.
摆上是什么？这是聚会所常用的名词。摆上就是当作活祭献的。圣经什么时候说摆上就是当作活祭献的？
Offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Is that what it means?
献上比摆上好了。
Offering yourself, that's better.
因为聚会所常用的名字，我们以为这样才属灵，就用摆上。献上比摆上好得多的。
Offering is much better word than the Chinese.
好了，现在又在把摆上又在做定义，很麻烦的。还有什么？侍奉是什么？
Any other definition?
为耶稣的名去服侍人，谢谢。
To serve people in the name of Jesus，
还有没有？后面的先，就是你站起来，将身体献上，当作活祭。嗯哼，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。那么侍奉是什么？就是如此。还有没有？一起侍奉。我再问你，侍奉的定义是什么？你说一起侍奉。请坐。还有没有？请站起来。
基督徒在他的所有一言一行，甚至包括他的生活动作河流，在他的每一个动作每一个河流里面都能看见神的荣耀，这个就是侍奉。
嗯，一言一语一举一动都能看见神的荣耀，这就是侍奉。还有没有？一切容神一人的事都是侍奉。还有没有？存行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的上帝同行，这就是侍奉。他向你要的是什么？世人，上帝向世人要的是什么？还有呢？ 神所喜悦的就是侍奉。还有讲吗？啊，做仆人，做毛泽东的仆人，做谁的仆人？做主耶稣的仆人，要讲清楚
啊。
还有什么？为陶匠所塑造
，a clay that is molded by the potter，
在地上凭着神给你的恩赐来做什么？行出他的心意，还有吗？做神要我们做的事，信主耶稣就是做他的，还有吗？与神同工，好。还有吗？
这个的话呢，比如你现在台子上面做这个传承的福音，讲教也是叫做侍奉。我们是不是在教会里面开心，这个也叫做侍奉？你正在厨房里面做饭，那么也做出去用这个车也叫做侍奉。我的侍奉就是说是，你要给你主耶稣做主耶稣牛犊的管子，把你是主耶稣这个爱留给其他的人，那就叫做侍奉。
这是很多例子，不是定义。做一切主要你做的工，什么？还有呢？还有没有？好，带领不信主的人信主。还有呢？一切能荣耀神的工作都是服侍主。还有呢？行事奉命，奉谁的命？奉 Clinton 的命是吗？还有呢？拯救人的灵魂来信耶稣。还有呢？好，我想大家都已经在侍奉这个字的范围里面谈了许多，从你们经验，从你们感受，从你们对真理的认知中间的一些范围出来了。
We have already raised a lot of things within the framework of our experience, our understanding, our work in service.
都很好。
These are all very good.
我们把这些都归纳起来好不好？
Let's sum them up.
我们侍奉是为谁呢？
Who are we serving?
是为了神，
We serve God, right?
用来侍奉我们的主。
We serve our Lord.
但我们侍奉的对象是不是有人的这个接受呢？
But is the object of our service, does it include human beings?
我们是不是要服侍人？
Do we serve men as well?
是吗？
Yes.
也是要服侍人。
Yes, we serve people.
我们也服侍人。
So we also serve people.
那我们是服侍人呢，或者服侍神呢？
Do we serve people or do we serve God?
有一些人说我服侍神，我人都不管。
Some people say I serve only God, I don't serve people.
有一些人说我服侍人，神喜欢不喜欢，我就是服侍人。
Some people say I just serve people, I don't care whether God likes it or not, I serve people.
服侍是什么事情？
What does it mean to serve?
侍奉是什么呢？
What is serving the Lord?
这是一个奉献。
It is an offering.
把自己当作活祭献在上帝面前。
Offering ourselves as a living sacrifice before the presence of God.
要蒙上帝悦纳。
To be acceptable to God.
照着他的心意。
According to His will.
那么要荣耀他，你们都提了。
And we glorify Him. You've all mentioned that.
服侍是什么呢？
What is serving?
就是无论是生是死，让基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether it is in life or in death, Christ can be exalted.Through me.
这是一个非常完美的一个定义。
This is a very complete definition.
我的生活，
my life,
我的存在，
my existence,
我的行为，
my actions,
我的言语，
my speech,
我的工作，
my work,
我的思想，
my thoughts.
无论是生是死，
whether I live or I die,
让基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ can be exalted in everything through me.
如果我们做了许多的工作，但是神耶稣基督在我们身上没有显大的话，
If we do a lot of work, but Christ is not exalted through us,
我们没有服侍，
then we have not served.
如果我们服侍不是为了叫基督在我们身上显大的话，
If we serve with the intention not of exalting Christ through us,
我们还没有服侍，
then we have not served.
我们可能动机里面是要把自己彰显出来，
Maybe our motive is to exalt ourselves,
是为了荣耀自己，
to to glorify ourselves.
所以无论是生是死，
therefore regardless of whether we're living or dying,
保罗讲这句话，
the apostle Paul said this,
表示他是完全预备了，在任何的状况中间一定要让基督被彰显出来。
He tells us that he is ready in whatever circumstances to exalt Jesus Christ.
求主把这个观念放在我们的心里。
May the Lord give this same concept in our heart.
那是我们所做的一切，
that whatever we do
都有达到这个果效，
will achieve the same result.
就是人从我们身上看见不是我们，
that others can see through us, not us.
看见的是基督，
but see Christ.
所以保罗说，我或做就是基督，我死了就有益处。
That's why the Apostle Paul says, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
在我生死的整个生命的过程中间，基督从我身上被彰显出来。
In my living and my dying, Christ is manifested through me.
现在我们一同打开哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians.
我们念第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这份就不上赶，乃将那些暗昧可吃的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不妙讲上帝的道，只将真理表明出来，好在上帝面前把自己建于个人的良心。
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God.On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
我们一同开声来读一下。
Let us read this aloud together.
一二三，我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这份，就不上赶，乃将那些暗昧可食的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不冒讲上帝的道理。只将真理表明出来，好在上帝面前把自己建立个人的良心。我们再次低头祷告，主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这时候打开我们的心眼，给我们看见你自己中的奥秘，看见你永恒的旨意，也给我们听见你的话，听见你的教训，你受教的耳朵在你的面前领受你的话语，愿你真理的圣灵自由运行在我们的心中，赐福给你的仆人，将你翻译的同感于你，把你的真理毫无折扣的传讲出来，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。神呼召我们出来的时候，
When God called us out,
乃是为了使我们可以做一个服侍的人。
It was in order that we may be a servant.
上帝差遣摩西见法老的时候，
When God sent Moses to see Pharaoh,
对法老说让我的百姓出去，
He said to Pharaoh, let my people go,
他们在这个荒野的地方可以服侍我，
so that they can go to the wilderness and serve me.
不要再拘留他们了，
Do not keep them anymore.
他是侍奉我的百姓，
They are people who will serve me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神为什么呼召我们？
Why did God call us?
神为什么拯救我们？
Why did God save us?
不是叫我们过一个自私自利、享受的就有的生命就满足的人。
Not so that we can simply be satisfied by living a self-centered life of salvation.
我们蒙召之后就开始做一个服侍的一个使命。
But after we have been called out, we become a serving people.
所以一个基督徒是一个有信仰的人。
So Christians are Christian of faith.
一个基督徒是一个有德性的人。
This is a Christian who is moral.
基督徒是一个有侍奉的人。
And this is a Christian who has service.
当一个基督徒得救的那一天，不懂得马上开始服侍，他就开始冷淡。
When this Christian who has been saved doesn't understand immediately to serve God, he will start drifting away.
许多的基督徒得救的开始，他马上加入侍奉的行列里面。
Some Christians immediately after they've been saved, they enter into the line of service.
所以他们灵命就继续长进。
So their spiritual life continues to grow.
当然，我们讲的服侍不是去站讲台讲道。
Now when we say service, we don't mean just standing up here and preaching.
不是马上就写文章就为主。做文字工作，
we don't immediately start writing articles for the Lord.
因为服事不是单单讲台的范围，
because service is not just preaching.
更不是单单写作的范围，
it is not just writing.
服事是整个生活成为神的仆人，
service means your entire life becomes a service to God.
我们在神面前服事人，
in the presence of God we serve people.
在人面前服事神，
in the presence of people we serve God.
做一个侍奉的基督徒，
so we become a serving Christian，
还是一个正常的基督徒。
Only that is a normal Christian。
中国有一个很出名的牧师叫做陈继圭牧师。
China had a very famous pastor Chen.
他讲一句话。
He said this.
为什么上帝要选到我们
？Why did God chose us?
为什么他用宝血买赎我们
？Why did He ransom us with His blood?
他要用我们。
Because He wants to use us.
他说你买东西为什么呢
？Why do you buy things?
因为你太多钱嘛。
Because you have lots of money.
你买东西为什么呢
？Why do you buy things?
因为你喜欢嘛。
Because you like those things.
他说他买东西为了要用那个东西。
He said you buy those things in order to use those things.
耶稣用宝血把我们买赎回来，因为他要用我们。
So when Christ ransoms us, buys us back with His own blood, He wants to use us.
所以每一个基督徒在宝血买赎之后，都应当祷告主啊。
So every Christian who has been purchased by the blood of Christ should say to the Lord, Lord, please use me.
我们成为侍奉主的子民。
We become a people who serve God.
我们成为祭司的国度。
We become a nation of priests.
因为神要我们做献祭的工作，做服事的工作，成为他手中有用的器具。
God wants our service to become a useful tool in His hand.
这样我们就应当好好祷告。
Therefore, we must pray.
求主给我们看出我们领受的恩赐是什么。
We pray that the Lord will clarify to us what gifts we have received.
照着所领受的恩赐来服侍他的教会。
And to serve His church in accordance with the gift which we have received.
每一个基督徒都是肢体。
Every Christian is a member of a body.
每一个肢体都有肢体的功用。
Every body part has its function.
肢体的存在是为了整个身体的功用互相建立而存在的。
All the parts put together to serve each other in a whole.
这样说呢，没有一个基督徒是没有圣灵给他恩赐。
In this way, there is no Christian who does not have any gift.
我们相信恩赐吗
？Do you believe in gifts?
我们相信恩赐。
We believe in gifts.
恩赐从哪里来
？Where does the gift come from?
恩赐从圣灵来的。
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
每一个真基督徒应当是灵恩的。
So every true Christian is a Christian of the Spirit.
要开始的。
It should be charismatic.
今天这个灵恩这个字已经用在一种很特别的范围里面。
Today the word charismatic has been applied in a very specific context.
其实我们每一个人都有圣灵给我们的恩赐。
Actually, every one of us has the gift of the Spirit.
恩赐赐下来不是为了我们自己。
The Spirit gives us gifts not for our own good.
恩赐赐下来为我们在肢体里面可以做彼此服侍的工作。
The gift is given to us in order that we may serve each other in the body.
肢体与肢体之间就有互相建立的责任。
Every part of the body has a responsibility to build the other part up.
我们应当做一个服侍的基督徒。
We should be a serving Christian.
一个不服侍的基督徒是一个不正常的基督徒。
A Christian who doesn't serve is an abnormal Christian.
一个真正的复兴。
A true revival, therefore,
信仰复兴开始。
Comes from faith revival.
德性复兴。
Moral revival.
它是从复侍复兴开始。
And service revival.
这三样建立起来的时候。
When these three things have been built up.
教会就是一个坚强的教会。
Then this will become a strong church.
从个人来看，
from a personal standpoint,
你得住了纯正的信仰。
You have received the pure faith.
你得住了能拥有神的德性来服侍别人。
You have a moral life that glorifies God.
那么在教上神给你的恩赐，你的教会中间成了一个有用的工具。
And on top of that, you receive the gift that God has given you to become a useful instrument in the church.
你的灵命就坐在正途的中间。
And your spirituality will be in a proper path.
大复兴来到的时候，
When a great revival comes,
人一定归回纯正的信仰。
Man will return to the pure faith.
当大复兴来到的时候，
When a great revival comes,
人一定悔改认罪离开各样的恶行。
Man will repent, confess their sins, and depart from all evil.
这样不但信仰复兴了，
Not only would faith be revived,
行为也复兴。
Not only would your behavior be revived.
真正的复兴来到的时候，
when true revival comes,
每一个基督徒都参与侍奉。
Every Christian will take part in serving God.
懒惰的变成殷勤。
The lazy ones become the diligent ones.
灰心的变成火热起来。
The ones who are in despair becomes fired up.
复兴来到的时候，
when revival comes,
它不但复兴了我们的信仰。
Not only does the revival comes to our faith,
不断地复兴我们的行为，
not only to our behavior,
更是我们服侍的心智可以活得起来，
but also to fire up our desire to serve God.
我们需要重建我们的服侍。
We must reconstruct our service.
心里火热，常常侍奉上帝。
We should be fired up and always serving God.
殷勤不可懒惰。
We should not be lazy.
我们常常服侍我们的主。
We should constantly serve our God.
保罗在哥林多后书里面。
In 2 Corinthians,
给我们看到侍奉的事情。
The Apostle Paul lets us see service.
圣工要怎么做法。
How do we do his holy work?
第四章第一节要给我们看见一个侍奉者的品质应当是怎么样。
Chapter 4, first two verses tells us the fundamental, quality of a servant.
第一节给我们看见我们领受的呼召。
The first verse gives us the calling which we have received.
我们领受的这份。
What we have received.
第二节就告诉我们合乎我们领受的这份应当有的品德是什么。
Verse 2 tells us the character that we should have in proportion to what we've been called.
保罗在这里说我们既然蒙有怜悯得了这个这份。
Paul says, since we have received mercy and received this work,
我们就不应当丧胆。
Then we should not despair.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
我们今天成为怎样的人，都是因为神的恩才成功。
It is all because of God's grace that we are become what we are today.
我们今天能服侍，是因为神怜悯我们，把这个这份赐给我们。
We can serve God today because God was merciful to us and gave us the job.
所以不应当有任何一个人一面服侍一面骄傲。
Therefore, there should be no one who would serve and grow arrogant of the service.
当教会发生问题的时候
，When the church runs into trouble,
就是一面服侍一面感到自己很重要的人产生出来的困难。
It comes from people who, as they serve, start to think of themselves as very important.
我能讲到为什么？
The fact that I can preach is because God was merciful to me.
我能传福音为什么？
I can evangelize
even 神怜悯我。
Because of the fact that God was merciful to me.
唱歌是为什么？
Why do I sing?
因为神怜悯我。
Because God was merciful to me.
我能弹琴为什么？
Why do I play the piano?
因为神怜悯我。
Because God was merciful to me.
各样的这份各样的服事都因为神的怜悯。
Everything that we do is out of God's mercy.
一个蒙怜悯的人有什么可骄傲的？
A person who has beenShown mercy, how can he be proud?
我们能做一切的事情。
We can do all things.
我们能服侍各样的事工。
We can serve in everything.
我们奉献金钱。
We give money.
都是因为神怜悯我们。
We can do these things because God has merciful to us.
把机会赐给我们。
And gave us the opportunity.
把能力赐给我们。
And gave us the power.
把恩赐赐给我们。
And gave us the gift.
我们是蒙怜悯才领受这个。
We have been shown mercy in receiving the job.
一个蒙了怜悯就没有什么可以骄傲。
And when we have been shown mercy, we have nothing to be proud of.
神的怜悯临到我们
because it is God's mercy who came upon us.
我们领受这个这份
and we have just received the job.
所以我们领受了这个这份之后
and after we receive the task,
我们是不是因此而丧胆呢？
Do we then fear?
不是的
No.
保罗说我们就不丧胆
The Apostle Paul says we do not fear.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
因为一个蒙怜悯的人常常是在一个心理状况比较卑微的状况的中间。
Because when someone receives mercy, usually they are in a more inferior mindset.
因为他是蒙恩的人。
Well, because we receive mercy,
蒙怜悯的人。
We have been shown mercy.
常常被人可怜的人是一个心智不强的。
So oftentimes we feel like we are pitied upon and we're not very strong.
在属灵的事情上不是如此。
But this is not so in spiritual matters.
一面清楚知道我们蒙了怜悯。
On one hand, we clearly know that we have been shown mercy.
另外一方面，我们因为这样我们就不上台。
Yet on the other hand, because of that, we do not fear.
我们可以勇敢为主工作。
We can courageously serve God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当大卫蒙上帝呼召要他做王的时候
，When King David was called by God to be the king,
他清楚知道他是不配的。
He clearly knew that he was unworthy.
主啊，我在家里我是最小的。
He said, Lord, I'm the youngest of my family.
我是最小的。
I'm the youngest.
我是不配的。
I'm unworthy of this.
就在同一张圣经里面。
Yet in the same chapter,
马上对主说
，He immediately follows up.
求你使我子孙不断人坐在这个位置。
And he says, May you continue to keep my descendants on the throne.
一方面不配。
On one hand, he's unworthy.
一方面不放。
On the other hand, he wants the throne.
你看到了没有呢？
Do you see it?
我们今天如果看自己，我们什么人有资格侍奉上帝？
If we look at ourselves, who is qualified to serve God?
比我们聪明智慧的人多得不得了。
There are many people smarter than us.
比我们更有学问有才干的人多得不得了。
There are many more people more competent than us.
上帝为什么要用我呢？
Why did God choose to use us?
我是因为他怜悯。
Because he was merciful to us.
既然怜悯我们。
And since he's been merciful to us.
既然呼召我们。
Since he's called us.
上帝的恩赐从宣告中。永不后悔。
And his gift and his calling is not to be regretted.
所以我们被拣选在这 份上蒙怜悯的时候，我们就在神永恒的旨意里面有份。
So after we have been chosen by God, we have a part in the eternal will of God.
我们就永远不放。
We will never give it up.
我们求主把恩典赐给我们。
May God give us His gift,
保守我们
to keep us.
使我们做到有一天呢，见主面的时候没有羞愧。
Then we may one day not be ashamed to see God face to face.
我们既然蒙了怜悯。
Since we have been shown mercy, then we do not fear.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是蒙召的人一个心理上很坚强的原因。
This is a the fundamental reason for the strength that comes out of one who has been called.
在所有先知的过程中间
，in all the prophets,
你都知道他们清楚他们是蒙召的。
They were clearly called out.
他们凭什么站在君王的面前
？On what basis do they stand before king?
凭什么勇敢指责当代最有影响的人的罪恶呢
？On what basis do they rebuke the sin of the prominent people of the day?
神呼召我
because God called me.
神的命令在我身上
God's command is in my
神的旨意要我遵
God's will is for me to follow.
勇敢站在君王的面前代替上帝说话
So the prophet courageously stands before the king and speaks on behalf of God.
既然蒙怜悯受了这份我们就不上当。
Since we have been shown merciful and given this job, we will not fear.
清楚蒙召
clearly knowing that you've been called.
很重要，很重要的事。
It's a very important factor.
清楚神与我们个别的关系。
To be clear of God's relationship with us.
我们灵性里面很重要的能力来源。
It's a very important source of our spiritual strength.
为什么归正神学特别注意到预定论的问题呢
？Why is Reformed theology so focused on predestination?
为什么我们特别强调这个神的拣选的重要性
Why do we emphasize God's elect?
因为这是圣徒在苦难中间最大的力量的来源
Because this is the greatest source of strength in adversity.
当天主教把这些的反对他们的人赶出教会的时候
When the Catholic Church excommunicated those who opposed them,
从这个在 Reform 的这个时间在 Reformation 的时代里面
During the Reformation,
这些人就失去了教会的身份。
These people lost their identity in the church.
那是普遍的观念中间，被教会赶出去的人是完全没有盼望的。
In other words, anybody who is excommunicated by the church has no hope.
因为从天主教传统下来
，because in the Catholic tradition,
在教会之外是没有救恩。
There is no salvation outside of the church.
换句话，被赶出去的人就是不得救，永远沉沦的。
In other words, those who have been kicked out of the church will die in eternity.
马丁路德被赶出来了。
Martin Luther was excommunicated.
接下来，所有跟他的主人都会赶出来。
Everyone who followed him was excommunicated.
那么这些人以后的日子怎么过呢
？How do they live their lives?
因为离开教会就没有救恩。
Because if you leave the church, you lose your salvation.
神借着教恩找到了。以弗所书里面关于预定从拣选的道理。
John Calvin found in the book of Ephesus predestination and election.
是不是